From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill, both the House and Senate Intelligence Committees launched hearings this week to probe a politically delicate question. What prompted the Bush administration's pre-war insistence that Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction? It's 3 months now since the U.S. invaded Iraq, and no such weapons have been found. As NPR's David Wellner reports, the Republicans running the intelligence committees insist the Iraq hearings are just business as usual.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Porter Goss is himself a former CIA agent, but he's not reluctant to assess the two closed-door meetings his panel has held this week on Iraq-related intelligence.
We have not seen anything that was intentionally done to create a direction or support a policy or anything like that. On the contrary, what we've seen is an awful lot of information and then an awful lot of gaps as well, because it's a very big subject.
For Goss, this is simply routine oversight work. He says it is not an investigation of what he refers to as, quote, somewhat irresponsible allegations out there.
Our portfolio goes to the question of the intelligence community, not to how customers of the intelligence community deal with the information. That's somebody else's job.
But that's not what California Congresswoman Anna Eshoo sees the Intelligence Committee doing. Eshoo, a Democratic member of the committee, says the Iraq weapons hearings plainly amount to an investigation.
It's not to embarrass the administration. We need to know what our intelligence community developed, what it was based on, how it was analyzed, the quality of it, and then what did the administration do with it.
The Senate Intelligence Committee will look at how the White House used the intelligence it received on Iraq, according to its chairman, Pat Roberts. But first, Roberts wants committee members to review thousands of pages of documents from U.S. intelligence agencies.
And at the end of that, if we find that there have been egregious mistakes, I have not ruled anything out. We will go where it takes us, including a public statement, including a public meeting.
Like his House counterpart, Roberts insists he is not carrying out an investigation. But he and the top Democrat on his committee, West Virginia's Jay Rockefeller, have yet to agree on such basic questions as what kind of scope and goals their panel's so-called review should have. Rockefeller readily airs his frustration with Roberts.
He just doesn't want to have an investigation, doesn't want to have an inquiry. He wants to have kind of a reading session, and if anything comes out of that, and people I'm working with don't share that view, we think there should be an investigation.
Top Republicans on the intelligence committees say they're still confident weapons of mass destructions will be found in Iraq. But unless that happens, pressure from Democrats will likely keep growing for a broader and more open investigation. David Wellner, NPR News.